Hello everybody, I'm Gabrielle Gentle, a Year 10 student, and we're taking over. I'm excited to be on this episode of Tumby Talks, the official podcast of Tumby Umby Campus. If this is your first time listening, welcome. It's exciting to share our journey with you. If you're a returning listener, thank you. It's great to have you back. Today's episode is a great one. It's hosted by students and the interviews will be with students. And as a special guest, we have Miss Bates to recap this term.
Hello everybody, it's nice to be here with you today. Just to recap what's happening this week, I farewelled a whole host of excited Year 7 students who are at camp, and they'll be away at the Tea Gardens camp Monday through to Wednesday. So I'm sure that they'll have a great time, and I would like to publicly thank our amazing teachers who give up their family life to make sure that those kids have a great time. So we've got a wonderful crew going with them. And on Thursday, we've got our formal Anzac Day assembly, and that'll happen period 3. So I'm looking forward to that. We also had on Friday a really great cross-country event, I should say, and we had lots of people participating, and it was very well organised by Mr. Davis and the PE teachers. And a big shout out to our age championships for 2025. So the Year 12 boys Kai, 13 year girls Gemma, 13 year boys Nate, 14 year girls Isla, 14 year boys Kobe, 15 year girls Ruby, 15 years boys Cody, 16 girls Edie, and the 16-year-old boys Lincoln. So congratulations to our age champions there. And a big shout out to Edie, who's also part of the College Water Polo team, and they won the New South Wales CHS Championships for the second year in a row. And that just marks Edie's fourth New South Wales CHS gold medal. In water polo in the past 3 years. So that's just an incredible achievement, and a big shout out to you, Edie. And then, of course, we're heading off to 2 weeks holiday so people can spend some time with their families and relax and recoup. We will be resuming for staff on Monday, the 28th of April. We'll have two staff development days, one on Monday and one on Tuesday. And the Monday staff development day is really around high performance and gifted education. That's the focus. And then we look forward to welcoming back all our students on Wednesday, the 30th of April. And we'll have a, as we always do at the beginning of the term, a year meeting just to welcome everybody back. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
That's so interesting. Thank you, Miss Bates. How do you think the Year 10s are dealing with roses this year?
Yeah, I think we've got a great Year 10 cohort. I'm really looking forward to seeing how they transition into the entrance campus at the end of the year. And I get to sign all the N warning letters, and they're the letters that go home when students have missed an assessment task. And I have to think that this year we've got less than we've had at previous times. So, yeah, I think Year 10 are doing really well with their ROSA tasks.
That's really good. Do you have any advice for anyone who is struggling with keeping up with certain assignments?
Good question. And always, that's our job. Our job is to help students get over the line with their learning. So we have lots of things available to them. And I can primarily think that the best thing to do would be to do a draft that you could hand in to your teacher prior to the actual cutoff date, and then you can work on that feedback. But if you're really struggling and you'd like a bit more specific help, then we have a learning centre which is available in the iCentre, and we have learning and support teachers who are there every day to help students make sure that they understand what's required of them and that they're answering the questions. So that's available to everybody. And then at Wednesday lunchtime, we have a homework club up there as well. So lots of teachers around. We love helping students, so nobody needs to worry or to suffer in silence. Just reach out to your teacher or the learning support team in the library, in the iCentre.
That's incredible that we all have these little places that we can go for struggling at all. What do you think has been your favourite part of this term so far?
Good question, Gabby. Good question. I've had a great term. And there's lots of highlights. I think Year 7 coming this year, they've really settled in well. What else? Well, we've done some fun things. I really enjoyed the staff basketball game, staff versus student basketball game at the Harmony Day. We've also had great Friday lunchtimes with karaoke. So last Friday, as part of the staff wellbeing week, staff actually did karaoke, and some people were more were better at it than others, and some people have had, you know, more experience than others. So I even gave it a crack myself, and I think that, yeah, we've had some fun times this term, so it's been a great term.
That's so good. What song did you sing during karaoke?
Yeah, I tried to pick, or it was picked for me, but Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Interesting. Any big events we should be keeping our ears open for in the next term or so?
We've got Athletics Carnival coming up in term two, but I'm just going to sort of end off with how excited I am today that students, that's my big dream, my big Everest goal is actually to have a student-led school, and it's starting with our podcast. So yeah. Well done and congratulations. Yeah, very exciting.
Thank you. Okay, that's the – thank you for coming on. This is the last segment. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Sienna, and on Tuesday last week, we had 25 Year 10 students go to the New South Wales Supreme Court. Hi, Tegan. Hi. And Imogen.
Hello.
Why did you guys elect yourself to go on this excursion?
Because we were learning about certain things in psychology, and it was one of the options that we got to pick from.
Okay. Did you learn anything interesting?
Yes, we did. We learnt that there are 52 Supreme Court judges, and in major cases they use 5 of those judges.
Yeah, and we also learnt that they rebuilt the old courts into new buildings, but they also still use the old ones.
Did you get to do a tour of the court buildings?
Yeah.
Did you see any trials?
No, we didn't, but we heard about a lot.
Yeah. What was one of the trials you learnt about?
We learnt about the shark arm bite. A shark had threw up an arm and it helped solve a murder.
That's really interesting. What did you think of the excursion?
Yeah, it was really fun to learn about all of the court cases.
Yeah, we learnt a lot, so it was good.
What was the point of the excursion?
Yeah, it was to extend our knowledge for the people that want to pick law in year 11 and 12.
And I'm really interested to know, did you guys get to see any of the people with the wigs?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we saw them walking around going into the court, so it's pretty funny.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Noah.
And I'm Lyra.
And today we are going to be hosting our segment for the last podcast of the term. Only a week left. Praise the Lord. It's been a long, very long term. I think we should use this segment to reflect on what we've done this term as the leaders. We've had lots of jobs. We sold Valentine's roses in the first 2 weeks. We had our leadership excursion, and me and Lyra have been working on the Anzac speech, which will be on the 25th of April at Forrester's Beach. The sport captains and vice captains have to, unlucky them, they have to go to the entrance to do the dawn service. What do you reckon you're going to do for the holidays, Lyra?
I am going away to Byron Bay in the holidays.
That should be really fun. Anything yep. else?
Just working and stuff. What about you?
I don't have a lot planned, I'm not gonna lie. I think mainly I'll just be playing guitar, and just taking a rest of obviously. Like, it's been a very, very, very long term and I need these 2 weeks. Now, I would like to introduce a very special guest. His name is Justin Hamilton. He was the 15 years boys age champion at the swimming carnival. He won every single race, qualified for zone, and then qualified for Sydney North. Justin, what is your motive? Like, what's your motive to do so well?
I just like train a lot. Like, yeah, a lot of training. I don't know what to do properly. Just like train a lot and maybe have like a little bit of motivation to get better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long have you been swimming for?
maybe like 7 or 8 years, I would say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how much do you reckon you've improved over those 7 to 8 years?
I think that I've been improving a lot, but the progress is getting slower now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not as good as I used to be.
Why's that?
I just haven't been training as much, and I don't have like as much motivation to do swimming anymore.
Yeah? Listen, there was this boy called Cyrus Fosberg who had one arm. He sadly left last Friday, I think it was. But he actually dominated his year group. I think it was 16-year boys. Is that right, Justin?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 16-year-old.
Yeah, so he didn't compete at us. Did he compete at Tumby?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see him. But yeah, so he won all the races at Tumby. He went to Zone, then went to Sydney North and qualified for state. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Now, I think the biggest question here is who's better, you or Cyrus?
I would say that Cyrus is getting like probably mostly better than me now. Like, he's like getting up there.
That's fair enough. Have yous ever raced each other?
Yeah, I've raced him before. Yeah. He's a little bit slower than me, but he's getting really close, and I think eventually he would reach me.
Yeah?
Only take him a little bit more.
Oh, I don't think you should let that happen, Justin. I think you should keep grinding.
Well, I have, like, not as much motivation to do it, but I still like swimming, just not having a lot of motivation to do swimming as much anymore.
Justin, where do you train?
I train at Mingara.
Well, thank you very much, Justin, for having, for letting, like, coming onto the podcast. Is there anything you'd like to add, Laura?
I just hope everyone has a good, safe holidays.
Me too. Noah. Well, thank you very much. We'll see you next term, and that tops it off. See ya.
Hi guys, welcome back to Tumby Talks. In this section, we'll be talking about afternoon basketball. I'm here with Cameron, Zach, and Trey. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good, thanks.
Okay, what is afternoon basketball?
Well, afternoon basketball is basically a program ran here at the school after school hours where we work on the fundamental skills. So basically that would be layups, shooting, and passing. And we work on our teamwork and stuff, especially.
What do you guys do in afternoon basketball?
We play basketball with the teachers and they teach us a lot of skills and help us work on our teamwork and stuff like that.
What interested you in joining?
Since year seven, I started because I just found it fun playing up on the court and the older boys told me to join. So I joined and it turns out it was really fun and I haven't gone back.
Would you say there's great teamwork during basketball?
Yeah, it really, like, through the Wednesday program, it really helps build teamwork, especially because it really shows you that you need all five players on a team to really work together.
How long does usually afternoon basketball go for?
It usually starts around 2:30 and ends at 4, so around an hour and a half.
Would you say you guys have learnt a lot from Mr. Beanstar and Mr. Disho?
Yeah, they're really great teachers and I feel like they've helped me work on my fundamental skills and learn how to play the game of basketball in a more better way.
What type of skills do you learn to reach at better for?
Like how to like read situations and stuff, read your defender, how to like attack the basket, like what to think, like how to think of like making plays.
Why do you think more people should join afternoon basketball?
I think it's a really good experience and it doesn't only just work on our basketball skills, it also helps you become a better person.
Yeah? Could you explain more on the type of skills you'll be like understanding and learning throughout all?
Like you learn like how to be a better person, like being on a team and helping and make sure to keep your team make sure you're keeping your teammates' heads up and make sure they know that they're all good, even if they make a mistake.
Do you guys do team building during afternoon basketball?
Yep. Yeah? Yeah.
Why do you guys play basketball?
It's a really fun sport and it's great to play with friends. It's just an overall great experience.
Do you guys see a future in playing basketball?
That would be the dream, but that's a really far reach. So, like, it's a really hard sport to go pro in.
Where do you guys join if you wanted to?
If you wanted to join this program, you'd go see Mr. Beamster or Mr. Odisho and talk to them about it, and they'll give you a note to sign up and come play.
Would they go to the sport window or...?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you guys wish to get out of afternoon basketball more often?
To get out of it, well, mostly to improve our game in every way possible. So that's what keeps me coming back, my pursuit of getting better. I just want to improve, and it's just really helpful to get better. You play better, and it just, you can bring people up around you as well.
Is there a certain day that you guys go to afternoon basketball?
Every week on Wednesday afternoon from 2:30 till 4 o'clock.
Is there a waiting period to join?
No. You can sign up as soon as you get the note.
Alrighty, thank you guys so much. That's been our segment of afternoon basketball.
Hi, it's Sienna again. Earlier this year, we had our school swimming carnival where McGrath came in first, Swadling came in second, and Coringai came in third. I'm here with Gabby and Zoe to talk about it. Hi.
Hi.
Zoe, did you enter many races?
Yes, I did. I tried to enter as many races as I could. That's also including the Year 10 fun races that they hold in the middle of all the races.
Was one of those fun races the doggy paddle race?
Yes, it was. I entered the doggy paddle race, and that was an event that got quite a few people entering.
That's good. Gabby, were you up on the sidelines supporting houses?
I was. We were chanting for our swimmers in our house.
Yep. Which house had the best chants?
I'm going to be a little biased and say Swadlings was the best.
Yep, I completely agree. Zoe, did you participate in the Duke of Ed swim testing in the morning?
I did. I went on the early bus and we had to do 2 laps of the 50-metre pool and tread water for 3 minutes.
Was that a bit embarrassing when everyone started arriving or not?
It was a little bit, but that's all right.
I also witnessed some videography happening up in the stands. What did that involve, Gabby?
So we reached out to Mr. Johnson and had an idea of doing a interview segment for the Instagram reels of who do you think was going to win, what houses you thought was the best chance, and it ended up going pretty viral for this year with the most views so far on reels.
Who did you interview for that video?
We got heaps of students. For teachers, we got Mr. Carlson, we got Miss Ward and Miss Wilson and that.
Yeah. Did you pick people who were just in their uniform or did you pick people in super colourful outfits supporting their house?
We picked the most people that were in the colourful most outfits and was showing their house the most pride and joy.
Okay. Well, that about wraps it up. Thanks for talking to me about the swimming carnival.
Thank you.
Thank you.